management in there. You're just
kind of
like a
completely
worker.
Understand what you're talking about, Vin. Yeah. Completely understand.
All right, well, let's formally kick this off then. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Talk of Shame. Back-to-back huge guests, I'd say. If you haven't seen our last episode with the one and only cornhole star, Gabriel Dolan, go ahead and check that one out. We have a cross-country truck driver, also known as our very good friend, longtime friend of the pod, Jaden Proffitt. Live in studio here tonight. You just got in town recently, or?
Yeah. So how the job works is it's pretty cool. So when you want your vacation time, if you have the hours and the days built up. So like I've been out for 3 months. Okay.
Out on the road.
3 months.
No stops. Just your.
Only time we stopped was for fuel. Well, I stopped and was for fuel.
Well, yeah. For
and sleep.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. So with that, you usually get 1 week out, 1 day home. But if you've been out for a very long time, they'll extend it or whatever.
Sure.
So you go out and then you put in your home time request, which is your vacation for whatever. You know, you want, let's use me for example. I took the 23rd off to the 2nd off.
Okay.
I told them this 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, I was in Seattle, Washington, and I did that.
You're everywhere, man.
Dude. Who do you work for?
Warner.
Warner.
All right. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, I've seen those. It's like the
big ass blue trucks that are always crashed or flipped over somewhere. You know.
So you work for Warner. Are you guys taking in? Do you work for a dispatcher in Warner where he finds freight anywhere, or do you have dedicated things that you're running all the time? Like kind of are you a spot load guy?
Yeah. So that's the cool part about the job is we have several accounts. I just got off the phone before I got here with our career services team who wanted to do TCU, which is temperature controlled units. Those are reefers, refrigerators.
Yep.
That's for foods.
So like refrigerator foods. Trucks. Yeah.
It's literally just food. Yeah. And so those would be dedicated accounts. You know, that'd be your Costco, your Walmart. Let's see what else.
So you guys have accounts like that.
Yeah. And so you have flatbed, home daily, home weekly, home monthly, TCU, dedicated one-way, two-way, and then regional, and then we also have Canada. You can go to Canada.
Ooh, you been to Canada yet?
Not yet, no, but I have my passport yet.
I'll say you don't have a passport.
But I've been everywhere else.
I mean, I understand all that. I work for TQL, so.
Yeah, we actually do haul freight for you guys sometimes. Mm-hmm. So what we do is it's forced dispatching on my end, so yeah. I don't get to choose my loads. I go wherever they say I want to go.
Yeah.
Only thing I can do is say, hey, I'd like to be on this side of the United States, or I'd like to be here, you know. And
that's
then
when I would, like, call your dispatcher, and then he would just hit you up, like, hey, I booked this for you.
Yeah. Perfect example. I was coming, or supposed to be home here on the 23rd and the 24th. I was driving. I was in Nebraska on the 23rd, and I wanted to be home so bad. So I covered Nebraska, Idaho, Illinois, and a good amount of Indiana. And then I had to stop.
How much shit is talked on the radio?
Oh, dude,
What's it called? CB.
Citizen Band.
It's two words.
CB stands for Citizen
Band.
Is
there lots of shit? Just like, hey, there's a Camaro flying up on 70 right now, and he's passing everybody.
I tell you what.
Run this guy off the road if you can.
That shit is a Call of Duty lobby. I swear to fucking God, man. We were in Chicago, and we were in traffic, and they just started arguing about nothing. They were just arguing about whose truck was better. It got to the point.
My rig is nicer.
I kid you not. Hand to God. They argued so much that someone said, how about you two bitches just fight for it? So they met up at a truck stop.
No way. I
swear to God. No, it happens.
At the gas pumps at
it
the
happens.
Pilot truck
I swear
stop.
Swear to
and
God.
They're throwing hands.
They'll be like, meet
That's
me on the
sick.
Fucking on Love's on I-70 right now,
That's
motherfucker.
Sick.
They'll go. We'll follow, and then we'll watch. And then we'll just go on like nothing happened. I swear to God, it happens every day.
How many of these fights have you seen? You've been, well, okay, when did you start working this job? Because you had to go through CDL training and all that.
Actually, CDL training only took a month.
Only took a month? Wow.
Yeah. But I started in September.
Okay.
And then
you were on the job driving in September. That's when you
started. No, I was on the job driving in October.
October. Okay, so you started CDL training in September.
Yes.
Took a month. Got you.
So that's how this whole thing. So yeah, September on training, and then literally right when I graduated, the next day I was in, you know, orientation, and then boom.
Is there that big of a need for CDL drivers right now to where you were right on the road?
Yes. Yeah, so very much so. Right when I got off my trainer's truck in Phoenix, he dropped me off in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have a truck for me there, so I had to take a flight to Laredo, Texas.
Oh, wow.
Sucks dick, man. Laredo, Texas, Texaco.
Where's Laredo, Texas?
It is literally a border town. Half the town is in Texas, and the other half is across the border in Mexico.
Oh, Mexico.
Yeah. So it's interesting. A lot of border patrol, a lot of very interesting situations that you run into there.
I believe it.
But, yeah, the first day I got my truck, I was moving.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Do you get paid by the mile?
Sure do.
Is it the cargo? Or
I don't get paid percentage of the cargo. I get paid in miles. So right now, because I assign for per diem, which means I get untaxed income is on top of my money that I get paid.
I love avoiding taxes. Not that I do government.
I avoid the tax all the time. We talk about it. But because of that, my mileage goes down. So instead of getting paid 47 cents a mile, I get paid 34 cents a mile, which kind of sounds rough. But when you factor in everything, you know,
the amount of miles you're moving. Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
You know, I can just show you guys. I did a
pull it up.
3,000 mile week before I got here. And gross would have got me, I believe, if I'm looking at it right, I think it would have got me 1,600. But I mean, it sounds bad, but when you factor in, if you're running hard, you know, you can cover 600 miles in a day.
Really?
And 600 miles, that's going to run you a couple states, and just depending on how the weather
depending
and traffic.
On states too, I'm sure. Yeah.
States, weather, traffic, Montana sucks, Idaho sucks. everything sucks.
Yeah,
just because.
What's the highlights of your trips been like driving?
Oh my goodness. Let's see if I have any pictures to show you guys. But I've loved as much shit as everybody talks about California. It is one of the most beautiful states to drive through.
As long as it's not like, you know, LA or smog
like
everywhere.
Yeah.
There all year round, don't they?
Yeah,
because up in the mountains it's snowing.
Oh my god! So. I went on the I-5, and I was coming. That's why they had to get me home because of a snowstorm. So I had to go south and then over.
Yeah.
And so I was doing the I-5 from Seattle, Washington, through Oregon, and then breaking into California. It was a foggy day, which you have freezing fog, so you can't see nothing, zero visibility.
Freezing fog. So, like, does it freeze, like, as
everything
you're going through?
Freeze through it. Yeah. It comes down on
like
the ground.
On your windshield.
Windshield, roads, all that frozen.
So you're defrost. It's got to be pumping.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Wow. But, you know, the truck is so hot, it's fine. But you break through the clouds, the cloud layer, and before you know it, you're already, you know, let's say, because you can, these mountains are high. So they'll tell you the elevation, but I believe up north on the 5, it was 6,000 feet. And you break through it, and it's just blue sky.
Yeah.
And I like to drive in the morning. It was so beautiful.
That's cool.
Blue skies. It was like -4, but I had my window down looking out just because of how beautiful it was.
Sure.
I-70 coming east through California or through Colorado. You would never know in the Rockies that there is a completely different vibe in the Rockies. Like there's mountain towns in them that have lakes in them. You know, they build these towns in these fucking valleys between these rocks. Or between these mountains, and it's just like a completely different.
And it's nothing you really like think of when you're living in Columbus, Ohio.
No, not at all.
Is that there's people living between mountains and shit like that.
Dude, I stopped out in the desert, and out in California, between California and Arizona.
Yeah,
out in the desert, and I didn't even go to sleep. I just stargazed all night.
That's sweet.
Because just you. What you see out there is a
pales
complete,
in comparison
dude,
to
completely different.
Just because of light pollution and stuff
like
that.
God,
we have on
yes.
the Eastern Seaboard.
Yeah, it's so beautiful, man.
Speaking of sleeping, what's your bed look like in the back of the truck there?
Pretty much like that. This. You get a really, really hard mattress to sleep on.
Yeah.
So my friends, thank goodness, they gave me their covers, you know, just their miscellaneous stuff. I was kind of like homeless. I just kind of showed up. I was like, hey, if you guys have any stuff for me to take, I'll be, you know, their mom was very, very much obliging.
Awesome.
It's hilarious. My friends were younger than me. So like when a 22-year-old shows up and he's like, hey, can I take your son's blankets and shit? And she's like, sure, you know, I'm not gonna do anything creepy with them, no.
Is it usually pretty easy to fall asleep back there, though? Because I feel like it's easy to fall asleep no matter where you're at because you're driving all day.
It depends. So when I was with my trainer, we ran as a team, so mm-hmm. I'd be sleeping mm-hmm. when he'd be driving.
Sure.
And that is a different animal because, you know, you're back there laying down and you're rocking, sleep, yeah. you know, trying to sleep.
You're in a semi, after all. Dude, it's not like you're in a Civic.
Yeah. Oh, my God. When they hit rumble strips and you're sleeping, you know, it makes it sound like you're about to crash and, like, you jump up like... Okay, all right, we're good, you know, so, yeah. but I'm on my own. I don't go to truck stops, I don't go to rest areas. I try to find the most desolate area where I can get killed and possible, just because it's me, myself, and I out there, you know.
When you say how? Desolate, is it like a parking lot, is it a side of an abandoned road?
Is it a on-ramp, off-ramp?
Yeah, it's a pull-off. It's a pull-off on the side of a two-lane highway on the country. So, like, last week, I stopped out in Roswell, New Mexico.
Oh,
I was in Roswell, and
awesome. 1947.
And so I pre-planned my trips, so I know how far I can go and where I can stop. And I was like, that pull off right fucking there. That's where I'm going. And I made it in there with like 30 minutes left on the clock, and I was like, all right, we're done. But I didn't real. It's a double edged sword because you know we're gonna stop, but when you wake up the next day and start driving, you're like, oh, I could have stopped there. I could have stopped there.
Sure.
So the pull off.
I could have driven 10 more minutes and gotten to this place. Yeah.
The pull off was on the opposite side of the road, so I was going westbound or eastbound, but it was a westbound pull off.
Yeah,
so you could just go cross in there, and I missed the first entrance. I'm like, oh shit, it's right there. So I'm trying to slow down. I got 50,000 pounds.
Yeah,
so the fucking truck's shaking, and so I just slam on the brakes, lock the brakes up, and everything, and then I'm like, okay, we're gonna make it. Mm-hmm. Block traffic, block everything, because it's just a two-lane road, and I'm trying to get this pull-off. We're in the dirt. I was just like, yeah, fuck it. We're fine. You know, that fucking SpongeBob ship, you're good. I was like, yeah, no, it's fine. It's okay.
You're good.
It's fine. And then
I feel like you're the type of truck driver that would piss me off.
Dude, you guys don't understand. I will do some, like, do some horrible shit. Like, if I see you driving like a dickhead, I might cut you off. I will.
You're just confirming all. You're confirming all my suspicions.
About whatever suspicions you have, it's true as fuck.
Like,
I mean, it's
you
true.
Guys,
though.
Like, do you guys get bored to the point where you're like, oh, I'm just gonna like really piss this guy off?
Oh yeah.
He's trying to weave.
Yeah.
Let me like cut him off, or like here's something, because I drive 71 north and south when I go into work.
Yep.
I still work down in Wilmington, and so I'm on the road for about an hour, or 2 hours.
His pace is gonna look at him.
And. I swear sometimes semis will come together because it's two lanes on 71. I feel like two trucks will come together and just ride at the same speed and completely hold everything up.
So that's like true and false. So like we're governed at 68 miles an hour on the cruise control. Some companies are a little bit faster or a little bit slower. So it can just be as simple as I'm lighter than he is, so therefore I'm faster than him.
Mm.
So, we have radars on the truck, so we can see how fast we're going.
Okay.
So, like, there's been a time where I've blocked traffic for, like, 10 miles because he's doing 67.5 and I'm able to do 68. But because we're going on an incline or down or a grade, he's able to go faster than me. So there's times where I'll get him, and then right when I get to the edge of his truck, he starts creeping up on me, and then I'm like, oh, shit. So,
you're going back downhill. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm considerate. So, there's times where I would just let off and just get behind him and let traffic go, and then I'll give it another shot.
Uh-huh.
But chances are, I'm creeping by him.
So, I recently came through Tennessee, the Smoky Mountains, up through there, Rocky Top, good old Rocky Top. And I think I noticed that because, like, everyone's going slower going up the hill, and then, we come back down. Obviously, these aren't the most... drastic mountains and inclines in the country. You've seen worse in Colorado, I'm sure. But I've seen that where they floor it on the way down just to get back up. Does that save like gas?
Very much so.
Really?
So I have a story when I was in Colorado. My fuel stop wasn't until Denver, and I had a load that was out of California. So I traveled 70 east for a few states.
Yeah.
Which you have, I think. Carry either 150 gallons or 200 gallons on board, so that can run me 1,100 miles.
Sure. Wow.
So getting into Colorado, I was like, okay, definitely need a fuel stop. They neglected to say that you don't have to do those fuel stops. If you need fuel, fucking stop and get it.
Yeah.
They didn't tell me that.
As it should be. I feel like
you
get gas when you need it.
No, it's fine. You know, I thought all was fun because I was at a half a tank when I got into the Rockies.
Right.
But the Rockies have 15 mile 6% grades, which doesn't sound like a lot.
No, that 6%'s a lot. Yeah.
But somebody asked, like, what is 6% as opposed to, like, a normal grade? And I was like, shut the fuck up because I don't know. Because I don't know, you know, what scale
you're
using.
You're not geometry.
Dog, you know, I just dropped the truck, man,
like that. You just dropped the truck.
But,
I just drive the truck, man.
Yeah, my MPG went from 7.8 to 10.1. No. It went to 2.9 miles per gallon. And so I went from half a tank to E halfway through the mountains. And the only thing that saved me was you have a 15-mile, you know, upgrade. Well, then you have a 15-mile downgrade. So you can just let off the gas and let it coast.
And let it coast.
And right. I literally coasted from the Rockies through Denver to my fuel stop. And I was like, okay.
Now, with that, are you able to just kind of glide on the brake? And like,
no,
you don't have to get the gas at all.
You don't want to run those brakes. No.
Well, I'm not saying run them down. I'm just saying like regulate your speed. Like,
oh, I
wouldn't
even
could
know.
You speed up?
Oh,
going down those hills, like get a little too fast, and then just,
yeah,
just kind of govern it.
If
with
you
the brake.
If you let the truck roll, it will roll all it wants to.
Okay.
Like I've done 90 on accident because
I
was coming out of Albuquerque, and Albuquerque is hills and hills and hills.
You're probably like 70,000, 80,000 pounds at that point too.
Dude, I was only 30,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was literally just going down the mountain like nothing, no, not even a mountain, it was literally a fucking hill.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think about it, and I'm looking down, and I'm like, oh, that's 90. Oh, that's 90. You know, because 90 in a truck, shit's shaking.
You go, oh, that's 90.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
like,
you
because there's
tell.
Some cars where you, like, look down, and you're like, oh, shit, I'm driving 85 miles an hour right now, you know?
You can look down and say, oh, shit, that's 80. Oh, my God, you know, because...
You can feel it. You're
oh, my
you're getting
God,
a little,
dude, yeah.
A little shimmy in
yeah,
there. Yeah,
no, but going down hills, I drive automatic, thank God, so my legs don't die.
Oh, yeah.
So the truck will automatically just either take it out of gear or bring it into high gear for the Jake brake or whatever. But I don't run those brakes just because they're disc brakes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Disc brakes are different for drum brakes. Trucks normally have drum brakes.
That's the question I was gonna kind of roll into. I see these signs all the time. No engine brake.
Yeah.
That's when a truck sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds so
like
fucking cool.
So like I lived like off a street, off a broad street growing up, and there was always one of those signs right on that mm-hmm. road. What's an engine brake? What does that do like mechanically within the truck?
So the Jacobs braking system, what it does is you know, you just activate a switch on the truck and it just it's something to do with the intake manifold where it creates a vacuum inside the engine.
Okay.
Because that's what that grumbling sound is.
Yeah.
It's just the pistons and the air that's just mm-hmm. being released. So you're letting the pistons run without no fuel injection or anything like that. And the mechanical workings of the engine is what slows down the truck.
Okay.
So when the engine's
so
at
you're
a,
not compressing the wheels or anything like that. It's not coming down
nope,
to that.
It's all
something
engine.
Internal.
Yeah,
okay.
Because the higher RPMs of the engine
okay.
is what's slowing down the gearbox and okay. slowing the wheels down in turn.
Very interesting.
Yep.
You learn something new every day.
And that's what mm-hmm. creates that cool-ass sound.
And is the sound the reason that they don't have them, in, like, they have those signs in, like, neighborhoods and stuff like
very
that?
Very much
imagine.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some things called now that's called engine brake suppressors.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of the grumbling sound, unfortunately, which you can still get on 389 Peterbilts, which is what I want.
I'm a Peterbilt!
Those guys are so fucking cool. You just hear the sound of the turbo, which is also cool. You get a really loud turbo whistle, so you know there's you get a little you get a trade off for what you get.
Mm-hmm.
So,
nice.
But yeah, it's mainly for those fucking bull haulers because those cattle haulers do 90 miles an hour on country roads and then come into a city that's 35 and then
yeah.
they got to throw on the engine brakes and it you know wakes everybody up.
Wakes everybody up. Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Can
yes,
imagine
it does.
That. So you've become very familiar with you know truck stops recently, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pilots, you know,
yep.
whatever
loves.
Else.
Pilots, loves, and TAs. Yes, sir.
Is loves your favorite because you get free showers?
I was going to say, what's your
You don't
favorite?
Get free showers at loves.
I thought you'd, the gas thing.
Well, you get free showers at all of them, but you do have to fuel up a certain amount to get those reward
yeah.
points. So, Pilot has pretty good showers. Well, it depends on what state you're in.
Sure.
I was in Utah. Utah's pilots had doors on their showers. They're very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Loves.
It's because they're Mormons.
It's because they're fucking Mormons, man. I have a story about that, too.
I love a Mormon story.
So, but I would say, yeah, Loves would probably be the better option, even though, you know, Jimmy Haslam does own Pilot, so I would like to give back to the big guy, but he kind of sucks, so we're just going to leave that alone. But I'd say I would rank them Loves, Pilot, TA. Though you guys know, TA is the oldest truck stop.
Why is TA at the bottom there? What?
Because they're just so fucking old, man. Like
they're
you can,
all the facilities are old. Is that what you're saying?
The buildings are old.
Yeah.
So you can see because TAs were around. They were built when we did our interstate bill.
Really?
Back when, what prison was that? We did the interstate bill.
Yeah.
That one.
When we did expansion.
When so I-71s and all the interstates. Yeah. They were like, okay, well then we need truck stops. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, just travel. That's why they're called Travel Americas. Mm-hmm. Because they were built back when that time. And so they're a fucking ancient ass building.
So that was just a part of that bill.
Yeah. And they're so old. Like, they're just falling off the hinges. But
what's the new one? 1-9? Is that it? Like the orange and black one?
I haven't been to that one yet. Really? Is that out here or something? Because I've been out west all the time.
I think they just put one in at the Wilmington exit.
Really? Really?
I want to say that's a truck stop. Because it's, you know, the subway truck stop? Yeah. Right there on that exit?
Now that you mention that.
That's a 1-9 now.
Was that a, what was that beforehand? Was that
a, I think it was a Love's.
Was it a Love's?
Yeah. So.
Really?
Yeah. Sure was.
Wow.
But yeah, it's a 1-9 now.
1-9.
Yeah, I just didn't know if you had been to one of those. Not yet. Thought. No.
I have actually.
It's
I have
the newest
yet
one
to,
sweep in the nation. Get
that. That's interesting. Wow.
Get hip.
I have to.
They're calling it 1-9. Could it be 19?
No, it has the word 1 and then a 9 on it. Okay, yeah, well, that's just 1-9.
That's kind of stupid.
No, it's dumb.
It still could be 19, I mm-hmm. guess.
All right, tell me this Mormon story.
Love
Mormons, dude.
So, match with this girl on Tinder.
is this while you're trucking out there?
Yeah, man.
Awesome, dude. Come over to my truck.
Get my truck. Tinder. And, you know, I thought she was going to be, you know, the best one, you know, goth girl, you know.
Oh!
You know. Big titty goth?
Yeah. Big everything goth, you know. So I'm like, yeah, you know, what's going on? Then I realized that all these pictures are from a year ago. And I was like, so what are you like now? You know, and like you could just tell in the face that she kind of let herself go. Which, okay, look, I'm not.
Wait, were you snapping her? Did you get her snap?
Yeah, I got her snap.
Okay.
And this is part of the story. This is why I get pissed off, because she would call me, and then she would just be on the phone and just stare at me. Would have nothing to talk about, and she would just stare at me.
What?
And I'm like, I'm driving, so.
So like, whoa, she just wanted to like know you were there on the other end of the line.
No fucking idea. Bitch, yeah, I'm driving. I'm driving. Okay.
Say, like, hey, you're like, hey, I just had to, you know, slam in the e-brake because this loser in a Mustang in front of me.
See, I wouldn't be upset about it, but she was like, where are you at on the picture? Come back when, you know, because I would go off to, you know, do some other things, so I didn't have to look at her.
Yeah.
Like,
so I didn't have to look at her.
And it wasn't like an ugly thing. It was like she was just one of those people that you guys know. Those people that you look at them and they just piss you off for no reason, like whatsoever.
Why did you? So how long did you keep doing this? How long did you keep this interaction up?
We still have this interaction.
Ah, damn it!
Just because she gives me inspiration to get mad. Okay, at this point, I just.
Why do you need reasons to get mad? Do you know how society is working right now in this world?
No,
you just turn on the news and you can get mad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well,
and it's legal.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
talking to this Mormon girl isn't illegal.
I don't even talk anymore. I just kind of just stare at her and then get pissed off and then make up a reason to, you know, like.
So is it just kind of passing the time for you while you're out on the road?
Not even passing the time, because I would much rather be listening to music. Mm. Like, I sigh every time she calls me. Like, I see the emoji. I'm
audibly
like,
sigh.
Oh my fucking God. But what the straw that broke the camel's back was, you know,
straws that breaking camel's backs.
I'm going to be honest. I was horny, unfortunately. So I told her, because she was like, you know, I'm miserable with life. I don't, you know.
Unfortunately,
I was horny.
These are the words out of my mouth. I was like, oh, well, if you hate, you know, Utah so bad, you can come on the truck and just hang out or whatever, you know, because I have a rider policy, so you can.
So she could just, you could just pick her up. And then just take her wherever, and the next time you're through Utah, drop her off?
Yeah, to be Utah, just drop her off wherever, man. It's cool. I mean, it's a cool policy to have.
Hey, see this truck stop? Get out!
Yeah, get out!
I feel like if you play your cards right, that's kind of a dope pickup tactic.
It's a very dope pickup tactic, and it worked too well, because she calls me, and this is where I got pissed off at. So she calls me, we're talking, and then she's like, yeah, so I might take up on that offer for the truck thing. I'm like, yeah, it's cool, you know? Score, yeah, you know? And then she's like, but if I, like, just start saying some random stuff, can you just take me to a hospital? And then, like, the gears in my mind just went from, like, horny to just pissed off. Because I was like, you attention-seeking bitch. Like,
so
you wanted to come on my truck and then be like, make this about you?
So she was insinuating that she was going to kill herself?
She was insinuating that, for whatever reason, if we're driving, And she just starts having a mental manic episode that I have to drop whatever the fuck I'm doing and take her to a hospital.
She sounds like an attention whore.
Jay. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's why I got pissed off.
AJ?
That's the biggest red flag.
AJ? I love you.
X-name.
You know, Jay, you know I love you. That's got to be done. That's got to
That's what I'm saying.
We got to put the cork on that one.
We got to go.
We got to, like, 411 now or something. Just slide her those digits.
Dog. I thought it's the Logic song, the
1-800. No, they shortened it, so it's easy.
Oh, good. I guess I don't have to go listen to Logic if I'm going to kill myself.
It's either 411 or 211.
Whatever it is, I'm just saying.
411 was call before you dig, so you don't hit power lines.
No. That is. That is. You see those on
or
the
Or is that 811?
I don't fucking know anymore. I'm delusional at this point. I'm just agreeing with whatever.
And it just plays the Logic song.
988. What in the hell?
There you go. Yeah.
I've been taking my time.
Would you like me to call them for you? No, Siri.
Siri's getting hyped up.
Man, she's
so,
okay.
Was the... So she was... Was she Mormon? She was truly Mormon. Did you guys talk about, like...
Oh, yeah, here's the fun part. So
we didn't get to a Mormon part of this thing.
Trauma? I'm going to attribute this to the Mormons, because she was saying... So after she got done trauma dumping me and I got pissed off in my mind, she was like, people think I'm crazy because I know I woke up to somebody breaking into my house and trying to do a ritual on me. And I was like...
What?
What ritual are we talking about?
Like, what are you...
Some Bohemian Grove type shit?
What are you talking about?
Jeff Warren shit?
Who's Jeff Warren?
He's like the cult leader in the FLDS church.
Does he have the lockdown in Utah?
Is that his
territory?
Well, actually, they moved from Utah to Texas. Zion.
Fucking Texas. Also, Texas, biggest fucking lie. That state's a shithole, too.
Is it really?
Oh, I hate that fucking
state. Lost? ATX?
All of it.
I hear good things about Austin.
Hey, you ever been through
Stockholm
Tyler?
Stockholm Syndrome.
You ever been through Tyler?
No, I've never been to a city through Tyler.
Tyler, Texas.
That's a place.
Yeah.
Tyler, Texas.
Case in point.
Hey,
we ran out of things to name. We ran out of things. There's a Cleveland, Georgia, too. There's a Columbus and a Cleveland, Georgia.
Yeah, there is.
I got a customer out of Cleveland, Texas. We deliver mulch.
Pass the mulch, baby. Only the real ones know. Pass the mulch, baby.
No flatbed carriers in Cleveland.
I don't blame them. Places of shit.
Texas. Texas. I was like, not in Cleveland, Ohio?
Texarkansas. That whole spot is horrible.
What?
Because it's all cow farms.
What are your thoughts on Shreveport, Louisiana?
I've been there.
I just kind of bypass Louisiana when I can. You know, it's just kind of...
You don't go down in New Orleans?
Not
you'll see the levees, how those are doing.
I might hit one of them.
What kind of bang up job has FEMA been doing down here recently? You know?
I only go to Nolens for Mardi Gras, and that's it.
We got to go to Mardi Gras.
We have to. I would love to.
At some. Oh my gosh, Carl's already on it.
That would be a great trip.
It was either Louisiana or Costa Rica.
So. You guys haven't been around me when I got drunk, have you? I danced.
I drank with you. Halloween night freshman year 2018.
Yeah,
the first time I ever hung out with you, and we were drinking all night.
But I got fucked up. We were?
Yes.
You sure that was me?
You, me, Austin Young.
What?
Just an improbable crew. You
wow.
Remember this?
I don't. Not at all.
We were at TKB for a little bit when that house existed. This is getting way too inner circle. Random people aren't going to know what the fuck's going on right now.
Oh, yeah. You know, they were just like doing weird shit. And there's like.
They're always doing weird shit in the house.
Yeah, but like weirder shit than normal.
Yeah, probably. I think someone was getting propositioned into a MMG threesome. MMG.
Okay. Nice, nice.
Male girl. Mm. Nobody likes that.
Thanks for spelling that out, Tim.
Male girl.
I had to make it known. Anything else we should know about trucking?
Let's see. It's fun and terrifying at the same time, you know, going down those mountains with ice, you know, it's great.
You're going to be on IRT, Ice Road Truckers?
You know, might. You know, I'm just the baddest motherfucker out there, you know, to be honest. Well, because a lot of those guys, actually, there aren't really any Native Americans, people who do it. So, like, people like me and you, it's more just, like, the Muslim guys.
Oh. Which,
you know, all power to them.
But, so wait, so when you said Native Americans, you mean just like American-born people?
Native Americans.
You said because you said Native Americans, and that's a completely different thing, my friend.
Yeah, you know,
the
ones who won. You know, that's all I got is, you know.
Fun. Never mind. Nope, we're not gonna out Carl on that because that'll be on the internet. Nope. anyways, so what's So what's the long-term goal on this? You want to be just trekking the country forever, or
yeah, no,
I mean that doesn't sound like a bad life.
It doesn't sound like a bad life, but I like to flex the ability to just quit this job whenever I can. Mm. Actually, a lot of truck drivers get mad when you talk to them, and then they're like, "So what are you in this for? You know, young guy." And it's like, "I'm only here just to get some money." And
I'm here so I don't get fined.
Yeah, and then they're like, "What the fuck?" And I'm like, "No, seriously, like I don't have a kid, I don't have a wife, I don't, you know, I'm just chilling." And then
and they don't like that?
Not at all.
Because that is their life.
Yeah, that is their life.
They've been trucking.
They've been trucking, and the reason they've been trucking is because, you know, they've been fucking, and they've been having kids, and unfortunately, they,
They're just spreading their seed across the country?
Spreading their dumbass seed across the country, man. That's all I'm saying, you know?
I love
it,
dude.
Do truck drivers, like, bounce back and forth between their families?
Oh, dude, yeah, I feel like that life
you could
would give you a double A perfect...
You definitely
entry to
could.
A double life.
Yeah. You like 100% could.
I mean, I have like a second family in California. We do stuff together, you know? Like go out and have fun, not...
Okay. He said do stuff.
I mean, stuff like, you know, running up like, you know, bills and stuff, you know, well, dinner bills.
Running up bills?
Well,
like, why'd you say it like
that? I don't know, man. Look, we, I was in L.A., and
I'm just out there chilling in the city of angels.
City,
it's a very expensive city, but there's so much fun stuff you can do. Like, have y'all been out there before?
No, I've never been to California.
I'm Midwest born and raised,
actually,
never left it.
I stopped at an airport in California, but I don't count that.
Well,
you can't count it.
Let me tell you, there is a rooftop bar and lounge.
We got a rooftop bar in Columbus, Ohio.
On the skyscraper.
It's on probably the quarter of the height of that
skyscraper. It is called 82nd and Lounge.
82nd Lounge.
And
look it up, people. All our fans out in L.A.,
I feel like that's
hit that
cool
place
name,
up.
Though.
It's a very cool name because I didn't realize it was a bar and lounge, so I got up there and I started seeing security, and I was like, what the fuck is the security up here?
Yeah.
You know, they pat us down. I'm like, okay, whatever. And then I go see the hostess, and I'm like, why is there a hostess?
Was she hot?
I don't know, because I was looking at the prices. Because before I could even say hi, she was like, just so you know, you got to, you know, spend a minimum of $60 up here.
Uh-uh.
I was like... At this point, I was like, oh, shit, we're at the point of no return.
You're
so,
already in there.
Yeah.
And you're making that good bread driving.
Fuck it, we ball, man. That's been the motto all year. Fuck it, we ball.
I like that.
Yes, sir.
That's been me recently. In
fuck it, we ball till we see the bill, and then we're like, okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe we ball a little less.
Maybe we ball a little less,
a little less, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it's fun times.
Good, dude. Good. You're happy? You're seeing the country? Dude, I'm jealous of that.
I tell people, it doesn't even feel like work.
Yeah.
And that's like, the conundrum I'm having is, like, it's too much fun.
Have you always like, been cool with long distance driving? Like, if you ever, like,
yeah,
were in that situation, you were just cool with it? Like,
I like to drive.
Really bothered you? Yeah.
So, like, I wake up, I walk, like, a foot, and I'm in my office. And then, like, even the paperwork doesn't even feel like working. You mm-hmm. know, sitting in traffic doesn't feel like work. Nothing really sucks about this job to me.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't have to do it. But exactly. I'm here, you know. Oh, why I'm here and why I'm doing it is because for law enforcement, hopefully things will get better. But for right now, I'm just not touching it because of, and it's not even, like, nothing to do with, like, ethics or morals. It's literally just to do with the hair.
Really? They're making you cut it?
Yeah. So,
fuck 'em, dude.
Hopefully... Here in Columbus, through some word of mouth, some of the guys are saying that they're
going to change that rule.
They're trying to, you know, change some policy Good. To make it friendlier. Because truth Good. Is, people need police officers, and yeah. they aren't hiring them. They're trying to hire, but people
yeah,
aren't going.
Need them.
Beggars can't be choosers.
So say they change that rule next year. You switching things up? You coming back? Because I know, like, you've been on that track, you know, all through college. That was your thing.
Yeah. That'd be a hard question because...
Yeah. That's definitely a...
Trucking's kind of like a cheat code because I'm just doing this literally to just kill the student loans within the first year.
Yeah.
And then also, I do want a truck, so I want to mm-hmm. finance a new vehicle, fun stuff like that. Be doing car shopping this weekend. But
yeah. Don't tell the old truckers that. They'll get pissed at you.
Yeah, they get... Yeah,
You're in it for the wrong reasons, brother.
Yeah, they call me steering wheel holders and vaguely racist stuff, but it's okay, you know, it's fine.
I mean, they're truckers.
It's part of the job, you know,
yeah.
like...
I was going to say, you're kind of walking
we,
into
we
that.
Broke down, and the tow truck driver picked us up, and, you know, he's just happy. And I'm like, so, you know, you happy because it's a nice day? He's like, no, it's because you're not a Muslim. I was like, all right. You know, and he's just going off, and he's like,
oh,
cool.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, wow.
That's crazy.
I was like, yeah.
All right, Brent, you got anything else to ask? Jaden, anything else?
I mean, you ever been called by, I think this is just funny because I've seen this on a couple Reddit things and Twitter. You ever been called by TQL before?
Not physically.
No, you never spoke to him?
No,
sometimes,
I've never had the
like,
pleasure.
So, like, if you've never been on a, like, load forms,
we'll blow you up sometimes. That's what people complain about.
I mean, I my dispatch will call me on behalf, you know, and they'll be like, hey, what are you doing? And a lot of the times I'll just be like, fuck off, I'm doing something different for the moment.
Yeah.
Perfect example. The reason I got stuck in California was because, so for the work week, you know, we get 70 hours, 70 drive hours.
Yeah.
You get a 14-hour workday clock, and you get a 12-hour drive clock, and then, you know, you have a clock that tells me you need to reset. Mm-hmm. So when I was doing the 3,000 load to Seattle, Washington, I told my dispatcher, I was like, hey, when I get to Washington, I'm going to do a 34-hour reset. Because when you do that reset, you get your hours back and you're able to drive when you need to. And he was like, okay, that's fine. So I was supposed to do that, went and stopped in Washington, and then he calls me, he's like, hey, the fuck are you doing? And I was like, doing a reset, for what? Yeah. You know, and he's like, actually, we want you to run off recaps, which recap hours is whatever hours you get back, that's when you can drive. So people don't like to do that because you're driving at obscure times of the day. Mm. So, like, from Seattle, Washington, all the way till I got to L.A., I was driving on weird hours. So, like, I'd have to wake up at 4 in the morning, drive for, like, 5 hours, and then stop because I couldn't drive anymore. And so, like, there was one time where I had to stop in Sacramento, and I was only able to drive till about 12 p.m., and then I had to sit and wait for the rest of the day to get my hours back.
What in the world?
Why would you want to do that?
That is
correct. I wouldn't want to do that.
No, but why would they want you to?
Because they want to keep you moving, so that way you can get to your consignee quicker, and you can get the load done faster. Fuck me, but they get their done. Yeah, you know,
screw you.
You get paid for that.
Yeah, but I mean, you're still going to have... But overall, though, you still wait the same amount of time, correct?
No, because you'd be getting yourself 2 days later because I did my 34-hour reset. So that's why, like, if you order something off of FedEx and you order them on a weird time during the week, it might not get to you in time because the FedEx driver has to take his hours to get, you know, to you in time.
That's weird.
So,
interesting.
So, yeah, I get to L.A., you know, get all my fun stuff done, and then I say, okay, I'm going to take my 34-hour reset in L.A. Get to the terminal, drop everything off. As I'm about to get out the truck, my, you know, supervisor calls me. He's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm taking my 34 in L.A. What do you want from me, motherfucker?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, well, that's not what we discussed. And I was like,
yes,
I literally told you I'm doing my reset in California. You said that was fine. And then under his breath, he was like, no, I said you could run off recaps for the rest of the week. So, you know, but whatever. And I was like.
So is management, like, just not cool?
Aggressive shit pisses
in general, or?
That, and that's just in the industry. Okay. Because, well, I'm not going to say that because I'm going to sound like a goddamn apologist because a lot of truck drivers are like, nobody likes us because they make us do our job. Yeah, it's like, dog.
Yeah.
Either run the route or don't.
Uh-huh.
You know, because a lot of guys, you know, like, oh, you know, states hate us, but if we stop driving for a week, the United States shuts down. Shut the fuck up, all right? No, we get it. We get it that we're cool, that we need it, all that fun stuff.
You're essential, yeah.
Yeah, but...
The supply chain.
But, in an instance, they are kind of true because our supervisors kind of don't really care about what we have to say. Sure. You know, they say they will press you to run in the snow. And even if, you know, but if you crash, it's on you. Mm-hmm. So, like, I wasn't pressured because I wanted to come home, but I kind of felt pressured because they had to send me back east or back west to go east. So I almost crashed like 3 times getting back out here. Because I was empty. Mm. Man, there's a lot of stuff that goes into truck driving.
If you're empty, does that put you at a bigger crash risk? Just because, especially with traction and ice and snow and stuff?
Yeah, so empty, wind speeds, and then just road conditions in general. So when you're empty, you're not allowed. Well, you're not allowed, but wind speeds from 0 to 40 miles an hour, don't drive if you have an empty. If you have 25,000 pounds on, you should be okay. You have 4,
wait. Wind speeds from 0 to 40 miles.
Wind gusts. My bad.
Gusts. Okay.
Yeah, because you know the truck is like a pretty much a big ass wind sail.
Just a sail. Yeah.
Yeah, and when you're empty, you get blown around all the way.
We
and
saw
so
this truck on New Year's Eve that jackknifed off the side of the interstate. It like.
Yeah, and I almost did that because I was trying to get, you know, loaded and I was empty, and Des Moines, Iowa was just a sheet of ice, so I could only do 20. And even at 20, you could feel, you know, the truck trying to get out of you. And then when you add in the wind and everything, you're at the mercy of that. So you get spun around. And yeah, wow. it was an interesting time. But I prefer being loaded. That's the cool thing about it. When you're loaded, you can do certain stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like driving on packed snow. I've done 60 on packed snow. Like it's nothing. I rally race all the time, man. You know, if you have the weight, you can do it.
Yeah. Just because you're more grounded. And,
yeah, we had some semis trucking past us, and I was doing like 45.
I love that shit. I love blowing past cars in the snow. It's so much fun.
As you give me a heart attack.
You suck, dude.
I do suck.
You
I'm gonna lie
suck,
to you.
Suck, man. Yeah. You're
that
guy. Who invited you on the show,
you
dude?
You are that guy.
Who
I'm
invited
that guy.
You here?
Oh, hey. Okay.
You're my worst question. Enemy. Yeah, go ahead.
To make this look better, this topic look better on you, do you ever, like, adult children as they do the
honk? Oh, yeah, the little honkaroo?
Don't make it look better on me. No, I'm an asshole. It's fine.
You don't do it?
No, I do it.
Oh, okay.
I do it.
How often does that
I've only had it done once. It was Florida.
Once? Know.
It was Florida.
Of course it was Florida.
Yeah, it was Florida. Yeah.
People love their lives down in Florida.
Yeah,
they do meth, good. They fight gators, and they die.
It felt really great. Yeah, I like to look down upon people and like to show my superiority upon people.
Bro, you suck. You suck.
Look, I'm a professional driver, damn it, all right? I have to flex that skill. That is part of the job.
You
so
suck.
I know you say
oh, yeah, talk to me. Lot lizards. What's the lowdown on those?
I think they're urban legend at this point. I haven't
urban
seen any.
Legend.
Well, maybe because it's cold. I haven't seen any yet.
It could be.
You're in for the winter. Could
I haven't be. Seen any yet. But I've heard stories, you know, about female truck drivers. If they have a, you know, like a low paying week, they'll pull up to a truck stop and be like, hey, anybody want some, you know, meet me in truck, whatever.
Are these
whatever.
Urban legends you're hearing? Or like, is someone like, hey, I saw this happen?
Yeah, it's through witness testimony.
Witness
know?
Testimony.
Yeah, you know,
wow.
Hand of God. That, you know.
Okay.
You should try and catch the guys that want to do that and be like, hey. Come meet me in this truck and then just have a baseball bat.
You're under arrest, citizens.
Hey, sex work is real work.
Hey, no.
When,
like, lot lizard work is not.
When you're out there alone, you know, it gets lonely sometimes. You just need somebody to be around.
You,
you know?
Have you considered, or would your company let you get like a little pet of some kind in the truck?
Oh!
I thought you were about to go somewhere else.
Let you be a lot lizard part-time?
No, I was thinking, like, let you, like, have a sex toy on board or something.
No.
You just got the fleshlight going, dude.
You're
flying 90 up.
I have no idea where you were
going
to go with that. They're like, that could have been, you know.
Like, I don't know. I feel like I've seen a couple videos or, like, funny TikToks or something of, like, truck drivers where they, like, got a little dog or like a lizard,
you know,
or something.
You can have a pet policy on board. There was a guy out in Washington I was talking to. To me, it sounded like he just really wanted his dog to die. But his dog was 11 years old. It was able to jump into the truck and everything. And he's like, man, I don't know what to tell you. Like, he was just acting weird last night. I think he's dying on me, man. I'm like, what did he do? He's like, he just wanted to cuddle with me. He's never wanted to do that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh, all right. And he's like, I think his kidneys are failing. I think he's dying.
His first inclination was that his kidneys were failing.
Like,
that
he's like, oh, the dog likes me. It's dying.
Bored as hell.
He,
like,
what?
He said it too long in the truck. And he's like, bitch, you're dying.
Like, he said it like several times. Like, do you just want this dog to die? Is that? Are you just tired of it?
Yeah.
Why are you wishing this dog's downfall, man?
Why are you praying on his downfall,
yeah,
dude?
Yeah. Like, damn.
Prayed on my downfall.
And the dog's just running around being happy. Just like nothing's. He's like, nah, he's fucking dead, bro. I'm like, what?
He didn't want it no more. Now his wife bought the dog, and he's just trying to get rid of it. Man. He's throwing it off a mountain first chance he gets, dude. The wife's dog is done for. Yeah, honey, let me take the dog with me this week. Would you ever want to transition into home everyday work? I had a buddy growing up that his dad drove truck, and all he did was run a shipment from Columbus to Nashville every day and back. That's all he did. He was home every night.
I mean, it sounds very interesting, but for me, the reason I took this job was I like the prospect of not knowing what I'm going to be doing.
No, and I fully get that. Yeah.
You know, the next day. You know, I like being in the shit and just being out there.
You're not doing it just to get done with it.
Yeah. Nah, you know, like, I'm pretty sure.
Tell the truck drivers, I'm here for the experience. For
yeah, like, are you guys on the? You guys are on the story, right? You guys see what it post, you know?
Oh yeah.
So
I'm locked in. That's why I was like, we gotta get this guy on.
Like,
that's why I was hyped up when I saw you were in the city, man.
Exactly.
My final question for you, Jayden, is: what is your diet like?
What do you eat?
That's a great question.
What do you eat?
Great
yeah,
question.
Like, chips. I've been seeing the crock pot guy where he has like he's a truck driver. Like,
do you have a crock pot in the
like,
truck,
he has
dude?
Instant pot. I don't know how it works, but
I mean,
what's your diet like?
So right now, while I'm home, I definitely need to get a fridge, just because.
Oh, to put in the truck?
Yeah, to put in the
truck. You got room back there?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff you can put in the truck. You have room for a fridge. I have a TV mount in the truck, definitely want to get a TV.
Gotcha.
Probably going to bring the PlayStation on board, you know, everything, because you can actually game on the truck, actually.
You got Wi-Fi in it?
It has a Wi-Fi signal, and then you also, you know, phone hotspot as well.
Sure.
So there's, you know, and then truck stops, they have Wi-Fi as well.
Mm.
And so, you know, you can do that too.
Good deal.
So I think I'm just probably going to get a microwave and then a fridge, because that's a big issue.
You got a baby dorm room back there, kid.
Dude, it's
got a little dorm room back there. You get a hot plate in there too.
Makes you can get a hot plate. You can get an easy bake oven. You can get all that.
No. We are not speeding past that, bro. Can you imagine this kid pulling out an upside down pineapple upside down cake? Walking out of his truck, he goes, I got the little pineapple upside down.
Hey, man, it's doable.
Dude, that would hype me up.
He said, I cooked a ramen with the easy bake.
I had a guy who made me chili because we were stranded. We were stuck.
And I wasn't chili.
we were stuck at a rest area for a couple of days because of the snowstorms. And he was like, hey, man, I know you're just starting out and you don't have anything, so I made you some chili, man. And I was like, thanks, dude. You know, like.
Chili guy.
So are you like just killing like. Chips and candy.
Yeah, so I kill candy. But actually, I've been kind of losing weight a little bit. It's kind of weird because I don't really eat that often, and I don't shower that often. Okay,
you suck, dude.
When I've been home, I shower, but you know, when you're you know, you haven't showered for a couple days, you know. And same thing with eating. Like, you know, there's been times where I've gone a couple days without eating just because it hasn't crossed my mind to eat.
You're just locked in, dude.
You're locked in, and then you're like
committed to the process.
And there's sometimes where you can't get food because you're in the middle of fucking nowhere, and the next truck area is the next state over.
Yeah.
But the truck stops. They have to get better food. They McDonald's. You guys ever heard of Chester's Chicken?
No.
What states are those in?
It is. They're just at truck stops.
Oh.
You put it above the big three: churches, Popeyes, and KFC.
It is literally Popeyes.
It is Popeyes. KFC.
Not churches, you know. Nobody can touch churches, but
churches is good.
Yes, man. But yeah, so that's with my diet: Chester's Chicken, Subway, Popeyes.
Wait, Chester the cheetah, like Cheetos?
No, it's a fucking rooster named Chester, man.
All right, bro. All right, dude. We're gonna end there. You got any last words? Thanks for coming on, dude.
Thanks for having me.
This is a good time. Good to catch up. Ain't seen you in like 3 years.
Love you guys.
Yeah, love you.
That was awesome.
Love you.
I love it.
Brent, any closing words?
You know, I think all my points were covered.
Good.
You think so? Is there anything else I can cover for you? Just ask away, man.
My loads.
Fuck them.
All right, folks, that's all we have here tonight for Brent Ponikvar, Carl, and our special guest, Jaden Prophet. My name has been Tim Triplett. This is another episode of the Talk of Shame. Follow us on Twitter and wherever else podcasts are sold. Have a good night, good evening, and good year.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight.
What?
We sincerely appreciate your patronage.
What?
And hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment.
What?
Please drive home carefully and come back again soon.
What?
Good night.